Good morning. I want to welcome you to our service. We're going to be speaking about the battle. The battle actually belongs to the Lord, but we're going to talk about the war in which we find ourselves in. And it's true, isn't it, that there's times where we look at what's ahead of us and we think, I can't do this, they're too powerful for me. Yet we forget there's others that will come and help. There'll be a time where others will think it's too much for me, and the others that were placid standing there watching will come and help. But ultimately, the Lord will do what is good in his sight. And that's the difficult thing, isn't it? The difficult thing, I believe, for us as Christians, for me certainly, is to know that God is in control. Ultimately, not to just look with the eyes, the natural eyes, but look with the eyes of faith. What has God said? What is he saying? What does his word say to me? What's his encouragement? When do I move? When do I stand still? Do I retreat? Do I go backwards? Do I say no or do I say yes? And I want to suggest that we are in a battle. As I said a moment ago, onward Christian soldiers. And there is a battle that we are in. And there's times where we know who the enemy is. But there's times where we're not aware of the enemy. Many of you servicemen and women will know that there's a term called friendly fire. That's the worst kind of fire. That's when someone is injured, maimed or killed by their own team. And there's times where that can happen within the Christian church, where meaningful people will fire and it will injure and maim one of their own. We are in a battle. And I want to suggest, as we look through God's word, we will be encouraged and we will be challenged. In 1 Corinthians 9 verse 26, therefore I do not run like someone running aimlessly, Paul says. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. And we can go on and we can have a sermon at this portion of scripture on its own. It's talking about discipline and beating your body. But if we just look at this one portion of scripture here, and someone running aimlessly, what does that conjure up for you? It's pointless. What's the point of running this race? I was never good at running. When we used to have cross country, we used to have a circuit, and it would be a circular circuit, and we'd run through the woods in Gaywood. I would then stop, hide behind a tree and wait for everyone to come back and continue to run with them. I would cheat. But you know what? We can't hide from God, can we? He knows exactly where we are. And there's times where we may feel as if we are running aimlessly. But God wants to, I believe, encourage us. And he wants to say afresh to me and you, keep going. When a boxer beats the air, he shadow boxes. And it might sound a negative, but actually shadow boxing is a positive. Because what shadow boxing does for those that have boxed is it helps you with your technique. You're not fighting anyone particular in front of you. You are just developing your technique, your stance. The Bible says stand firm. Boxers need to stand firm because they need to be able to duck and they need to be able to dive and they need to be able to withstand the blows when they come. They need to learn how to block. And that's one of the things that we don't get from this portion of scripture, but I want to bring it to us, is that there may be times where we feel that we're running aimlessly or we're like a boxer beating the air. But if we use those opportunities, that when we feel that we've failed, we use those opportunities to perfect our technique. That when the enemy comes, we can duck, we can move, and we can stand. And I want to encourage us this morning, through these few portions of scripture, that as we stand, the Lord stands with us. In 1 Timothy 1 verse 18, Timothy, my son. There's an instruction here, a command that Paul is giving, not a suggestion. He says, I'm giving you this command in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by recalling them, you might fight the battle well. Paul understood that there was a fight. You know, have you ever been told or heard or you're of the impression that outside of Christ, you know, you was lost, but in Christ you've been found. And you know what? Once you become a Christian, everything is okay. No one ever comes against you. You have more than enough finances. You're never unwell. The body of believers always encourage. They never pull down. No, we're in a battle, aren't we? We're in a battle. And Paul, who is somebody who ministered the word in season and out season. Remember, he said, listen, the things I should do, I don't do. And the things I shouldn't do, I do. There's a war raging within each and every one of us. But let's be encouraged. As Timothy was being commanded to keep in line with what had already been said. And when we look at this word prophecies, to foretell. Now when we look through scripture, we will see the prophecy of the Lord. We will see what the Lord has already said to us. Yes, there will be times where you will have that sense that God is speaking something to you in your life. But the prophecies that we can rely on are what God has already said. And I want to suggest that if you will remind yourself that when you're going through this battle, this fight, you will walk through it and you will battle well if you remember what God has already said to you. When you're going through that tough time, I will never leave you or forsake you. Thus saith the Lord, if it makes it easier to prophesy, I will never leave you or forsake you. I will never give you more than you can withstand. I won't place upon your shoulders more weight than you can carry. I won't ask you to walk further than you can walk. I won't ask you to speak if I wasn't there to speak through you. So this battle, Paul understood. As he said, I'm coming to the end of my race, but there's a crown of glory. Yes, the world will take my head, but I may be poured out like a drink offering, but I'm going to be crowned with that crown of righteousness. So as we go through this battle, as we look and we put ourselves in these positions as church, as fellow soldiers in this army, then I want us to be encouraged today. Keep on keeping on, even when we get it wrong, even when we feel that we have failed, keep going. There's a story that I've told you this one before. There was a story, and I was reminded when we heard that psalm. There's a man called Harry, and if the Lord keeps him here, he'll be 100 in February. And I went round to see him some time ago, and he can't remember who I am, but he can remember what happened during the Second World War. And he was telling me a story where he was on a battlefield. He wasn't on a battlefield, sorry. A story of men who were wounded on the battlefield, telling him the story that they just survived this awful, awful battle. And these men who were maimed and suffering all told him the same story. We were there and we were all lined up and we were outnumbered and we knew we were going to die. And all of a sudden in the distance, we saw a man and we heard a voice. And it was a minister, and he was walking with the Bible in his hands going, "The Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. He will make you lie down. The Lord is your shepherd." They remember he said, "The Lord is your shepherd." He didn't say, "The Lord is my shepherd." He said, and then the battle started and we won. And we asked if we could see this padre and thank him for his words of encouragement. Because at that moment they all said something happened with inside of them. Something rose up and they go, "If we live, we live. And if we die, we die. Can we thank him?" And the answer was no, because we do not have a padre in this part of the battle. Make of that what you will. But he said, "The Lord is your shepherd." And they saw a physical man bringing a spiritual truth. And that's what I want to say to us today on this day that we look back at those that fought on our behalf, and we stand strong with those that survived those battles. In James 4, what causes fights and quarrels among you? We're talking to us, the church now. Do they not come from your own desires that battle within you? There's the struggle, because so often I say things that I shouldn't say, and I do things that I shouldn't do, because there's a battle, and it's not the enemy, it's me. It's the things that are going on inside of me. Goes on to say, you desire, but you do not have, so you kill and you covet. Now, we don't physically kill people, but we can kill other people's dreams. We can kill situations and circumstances. You covet. You know, we can become envious and jealous. You cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and you fight. We see it so often, sadly. You do not have because you do not ask God. So there's a negative and there's a positive, and the positive is this. There's things that we would desire. We don't need to covet someone else. We don't need to quarrel with someone else. We just need to go to God and say, Lord, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit. Father God, you've promised me this situation. Lord, I'm praying into it. Father God, I want to be blessed so that I can be a blessing to those around me. Lord, if I quarrel one with another, forgive me that I may walk in the light of the love of the Lord. And so we're in this battle, church, but he has already won the battle for us. In Ephesians 6:10, it says this, finally be strong in the Lord and mighty in power. Put on the full armor of God that you may take your stand against the devil's schemes. And we can go on with this portion of scripture, because this is the bit that's so important when we talk about fighting, when we talk about war. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, it's not against each other, it's not against human beings around us, it's against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armour of God. We're being encouraged to arm ourselves with what God has already given us, so that we can take and stand our ground, so that when those punches come, we can withstand, because God is standing with us. He's given us the weapons of warfare. He's given us the sword of the Spirit, and he's given us things that we can protect ourselves with. Put up that shield of faith. We'll extinguish all the words that are thrown at you. Let's pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the Lord, for all the Lord's people. So there again, we're not on our own. We're not in this battle singularly. We're together. Together we can do much more, can't we? There is a synergy. There's one which is one and two which is two, but in the Lord there's three. And when we put God in the center of everything we do, then we can do much more. When we come together and we work together and we pray one for another, we share our weaknesses, we share our strengths, then the battle belongs to the Lord. So are you in a fight? Are you in a struggle this week, this day, this hour? Are you an individual that feel that you've been battered and bruised? Maybe you're not. Maybe you feel that you're very fortunate that you've been unscathed this last seasons. Or maybe you do feel a bit battered and bruised. Well, hopefully there's one or two things that we've spoken about today that will help you stand firm, knowing that God is for you, and if God is for you, who can be against you? Call upon each other to help in time of trouble. Don't fight against the flesh and the blood, fight against the spiritual realms that so often cause the problems that we see in front of us. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15. He said, listen, King Jehoshaphat. This was quoted to me a little while ago. And all who live in Jerusalem, in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. Just picture it. The Lord is going going to speak to you. In front of you is a vast army. Now, it may be just one or two, but to you it's vast. It may be a work-related situation. It may be a relationship situation. It may be a financial, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual situation. But there seems to be a vast army in front of you. And you wonder to yourself, how am I on my own going to defeat this enemy? And I'm sure that as the armies were around, as they were gathered, they all felt like individual people. How am I going to fight this vast army? I'm going to die today. Maybe some people were thinking. The Lord says to you, do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. For the battle is not yours but God's. There's a reminder for me and there's a reminder for you. This battle is not yours, it's God's. You know, the Lord says in his word, I will build my church. How many of us believe that? You see, there's a battle. God says to you, I will build my church. And then we say to ourselves, yeah, but you need a bit of help. We need to do what God calls us to do when he calls us to do it. But the battle belongs to him. Tomorrow, march down against them. In one portion of scripture, he said, don't be afraid or discouraged, but tomorrow you're going into battle. We know that today, as long as it's called today, is the day of salvation. And we know that tomorrow, God willing, will be another day of salvation, another day to fight in the army of the Lord. Tomorrow, march down against them. They will be climbing up by the pass of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jezreel. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions and stand firm. You will not have to fight this battle. When I read this portion of scripture, this was the image that I had in my mind. Was the armies of the Lord on the top of the mountain, the top of the valley. And the enemy in the valley, the other side of the valley on the top. And in the valley was Goliath, taunting and ridiculing the army of the Lord. Now, God didn't say to them, the battle belongs to me, you don't need to fight. But the truth is, they didn't. The truth is, all they had to do was stand and watch. God had already a man in mind. A small man in the eyes of the world. An insignificant man in the eyes of the world. A man that didn't have an armor in the eyes of the world. A man that was the lesser in the eyes of the world. A man that was lesser in the eyes of the armies. A man that was lesser in the eyes of the king. And yet, they didn't have to fight because someone else was fighting on their behalf. That's what Jesus did for me and you. You don't have to shed your blood because I've shed mine. But there are things we are to do. We are not to fight against flesh and blood, but we are to fight against powers and principalities. We are in a battle. Take up your positions and stand firm, just like the boxer. And see the deliverance the Lord will give you, Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out and face them tomorrow. The Lord will be with you. What happened next? I'm glad you asked. The musicians, the worship team. Thank you, Lord, for the worship team. They went out the front and they were to go towards the battle. And they could go with confidence because Jehoshaphat had been instructed by the Lord. You don't need to fight. Just go and give praise. And there are times in our lives where we want to fight physically, mentally and emotionally, and we feel drained. And there are keys, yes, there are always keys in scripture. We use that word because a key will unlock a door. And one of those keys is praise and worship in the worst time possible. When you are feeling that you are being attacked from every quarter, when you're feeling that your life is ebbing away and what is the point? That's the time where God says, stand firm, do not be discouraged, do not be afraid. Praise and worship. Praise and worship. Give me praise. There's a scripture that I like to quote, and it's this one where it says, pray as if your prayers have already been answered. And that says to me, if I was seeking God for an answer to prayer and he answered the prayer, what would I do? I'd give him thanks. I'd give him thanks. So if that scripture says, pray as if your prayer has been answered, it's saying you haven't seen the answer yet, but pray as if you have. So when we are praying into circumstances and situations, let's pray as if we've already received the gift. Lord, I thank you that you fight this battle for me, that you stand with me, that you go with me, Lord. In Exodus 17, I'll finish on this portion of scripture. The Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim. Moses said to Joshua, choose some of our men and go out and fight them. Fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with my staff, the staff of God in my hands. In other words, I will stand there with the victory in my hands. So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered. And Moses, Aaron and Hur went to the top of the hill. Now this portion of scripture I quote quite regularly. I really enjoy reading this portion of scripture. There's a lot of truth in it. I struggle to do it, but I like to read it. As long as Moses held his hands up, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. And if you take that picture of praise and worship, so often when we're caught up in praise, we will raise our arms. Lord, thank you. So often when we're in a position of worship, Lord, thank you. Our arms are elevated. And then just get that picture. So Moses says, the battle is ours. The Lord says, he's with us. Stand firm. Don't be discouraged. And as long as you see this sign that my arms are raised, it will give you confidence that you can keep going, because you will overcome. You will defeat the enemy. But Moses grew tired and his arms started to lower. And as his arms started to lower, then maybe there was something spiritual going on. Scripture doesn't say. But I'm sure there'd be something naturally going on as the armies looked and they would see the arms lowered. Maybe they would be discouraged. So what happened next was that Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on one side and one on the other. And there are times in our lives, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter how strong you feel, it doesn't matter what the Lord has or has not said to you, there will be a time where in your mind you know you have this, but your body says you haven't. There'll be times where you will say, in this next season that God has for us, I cannot keep my arms up. And that's the time where we need to ask someone that we trust to stand one on the right and one on the left and intercede for us. Because that's what it means. We practically, we physically, we emotionally and we mentally hold each other's hands up. That's why God has said that this church of his, this global church, is a body. Puts it in that way, that's a body, because if one is cut off from the other, it dies. We need to remain connected. So on this Sunday that we remember our fathers, our grandfathers, our uncles, our aunts, our mothers who laid their lives down for what they believed in, whatever conflict, wherever it was, whether they're our friend or our foe, there are men and women who laid their lives down because they believed in what they were fighting for. There were men and women who laid their lives down because they were obedient to what someone else believed. God doesn't ask us to have blind faith. He gives us a deposit that tells us, that shows us that we've been born of His Spirit. He doesn't ask us to go into battle on our own. He doesn't ask us to fight without giving us the weapons to fight with. But it's for us to ask. It's for us to receive. It's for us to accept. There are times He's going to say stand. There's times He's going to say sit. There's times He's going to say move to one side. There's times He's going to say you're not strong enough to do it on your own. Ask for help. So as we bring this short message to a conclusion, personalize it. You're a Christian soldier. There is a battle. It's not against flesh and blood. It's powers and principalities. But the good news is, if the Lord is for us, who can be against us? We overcome the enemy, Scripture says. We overcome the enemy by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. How do we get the devil to flee? By resisting us, resisting him. By saying, this far and no further. Lord, help me. Father, we thank you for your goodness, your grace, your mercy. Father, we know we're in a battle, but we know we're on the winning side. Father God, encourage us when we seem to be overwhelmed by what's in front of us. Give us the ability to stand firm. Lord, even in that time where it seems to be that we're boxing with the shadows, that Father God, help us to improve our technique, improve our prayer lives, improve our generosity, improve our forgiveness, improve our ability to hear you. Give us words to speak when they need to be spoken. Give us the ability to be silent when we need to be silent. And give us the ability not to be proud, but to ask for help when we need it. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.